Hello guys, how are you guys doing today? It's your girl Dean. Welcome to Dean Talk Show. For today's topic is going to be very simple. We're gonna keep it cute, but at the same time very raw, very real. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world right now. I know I've been so late about posting, but there's a lot going on right now. The epidemic and the George Floyd murder, the cop that murdered George. I don't like to talk about politics much, but this, what happened right now, it's very much needed to be talked about because Black Lives Matter, and there's a lot of stuff that's been going on lately, like white prejudice people that hated on Black and killing them. It's very, 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 very wrong. I'm not trying to bash nobody, but it's very wrong for a cop killing a man with his bare feet. You can't be doing that. You can't, because you should like have a sense of, you know, thinking. Because what about if you was the one in that position? How would you feel, or any of your family member was in that position? How would you react? How would you feel? And for those cops that was there staring, looking, not doing anything about it, you guys are very wrong, and all of you guys are supposed to be charged first degree murder. Trust me about that. For them to say that's just an accident, no, it wasn't just an accident, because you're the one who just put your knee on top of someone's neck. You know very, very well, if you do that, that person won't be able to breathe. They will suffocate like to death. You don't do that. Black life matter, like literally Black life matter. I'm a Black woman myself, and there's a lot of people think Black women or Black people and individual is not respected, can't be respected, and they can't be successful. They can't have privilege like any white people have. They can't, you know, have the same right, the same value, the same everything the way white people have. Like, I don't get it. I do not understand it. But this isn't the world we live in these days. And there's a lot of chaos that's going on right now in the world. Problem on top of problems. May George Floyd rest in peace. And hopefully his family find the justice that he deserved. I think this is very wrong for a cop that said, you here to protect us, but you're the one who's destroying us in the process. This is not protecting, this is destroying. And for you to do that, it's just wrong. I wonder if you have kids, you know, what about them? Don't you ever think about your family? How would you feel if that happened to one of them? I'm just saying, because this is true. Let's be realistic. Anything that happened, anything that you're doing before you do something, guys, just think about how would you feel if that happened to you or your family. Let's just be realistic right here. People don't just think this day, they just do shit. Like, I'm sorry if I'm cursing, it's just very wrong, and I'm mad. I'm not supposed to curse, I know. But it's just wrong in so many levels. It's just wrong. I'm so mad, and I hope he get every justice he deserved. I hope George Floyd rest in peace and have every justice. All of those people that was implicated, that was involved in his murder, should be behind bars and serve the sentence that they deserve. And hope his family's the best. Have prayers. My Lord is with them. My prayers goes to them. Hopefully they have peace. I know they won't ever have peace, but I'm praying for them. They are my prayers, they are my thoughts, and I hope they're okay. Trust me, I don't know what they're feeling right now, but I know it's awful, it's horrible, and it's unbearable, especially his mom or his dad, if they're still alive. Like, I know you give birth to your kid, and then for them to take away by people that's being racist, it's unforgivable. And you can't, if you guys have a beautiful kid, like any of your kids that's black, just talk to them about racism and let them know before, they have to be cautious. Let them know what's going on. Prepare them. I know there's no other way. There's no way you can prepare someone for that vicious situation. But you have to let them know that if they been in a situation where racism is involved, they should just stay calm and do not engage or do not provoke the person more, so they don't ended up doing drastic thing. Even nowadays, even though you don't do anything to provoke them, they still do drastic things. It's ridiculous. So hopefully you guys stay safe, be careful, be aware, be cautious, love one another, just be mindful about one another. It's a very how can I say this? It's we living in a place, it's very scary, it's very vicious, and it's crazy. I do not understand how people can be mean to someone and ended up killing them. I can't even hurt a bird or a fly. Like, I can't, for me to think to even killing someone, it's just like, oh God, Jesus. I'm even scared of crabs, to kill crabs, imagine. So I mean, hey, people have very, very crazy mind. Just be careful, guys. Hopefully you guys being safe and have a blessed day. Hopefully I see you guys in the next segment. We're gonna talk about more things, more life stories. Stay updated. Send me a message what you want me to talk about next. If you don't like what I'm saying, shoot me a text, shoot me a message, let me know what can I do to make your life better, to make things better for you. Hopefully I am making things a little bit better. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a blessed day.